You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
It is time to look forward. We welcome you in, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition with Greg Johns. I'm Dave Raymond. Great to be with you. And Greg, you know, this is a wonderful finish right now for Seattle. They're 17-10 over the last, you know, fundamentally month. The offense is rolling. Yeah, Felix had the 20 win. If I didn't know any better, I think this is a team that could have won this division.
I think this is what everybody was looking for, Dave, about 4 or 5 months ago, unfortunately. But you like to say better late than never, and I guess there is some reason to want to finish strong. You know, as Kyle Seager said, you know, you want to play good baseball. You know, that's the thing. I mean, whether it's, you know, July, August, September, you want to be playing good baseball. They wanted to, you know, kind of show themselves that this is what they are. And this is the core of the team that will be going forward next year. And they do want to play good baseball here in September and show what they can do. And they've done it against good teams. They're 8-4 this month against the Astros, Rangers, and the Angels. You know, those are the teams they got to beat. They got the best record in the American League in September, 12-6. And you mentioned the offense, and that's certainly big. But a key thing, Dave, that I got to say, the ERA in this month, 2.91, the best in the American League, and that's what they got to do. I mean, they got to have that pitching, that lockdown pitching, and here it is. They're getting that, and they got enough offense to go with that. And voila, you know, you win games when you got that.
Yeah, boy, that's interesting you say that, because admittedly, I'm not in it every day like you, but I'm focused on Cano continuing his tear. Franklin Gutierrez with his run in the second half, which has just been spectacular. Edgar's impact as a hitting coach has turned this offense around. Even some of the young guys like Marte have come up and really contributed. So, I guess I'm very distracted by the long ball, by the home runs. I mean, we haven't even mentioned Cruz yet. I don't know if I'm surprised. I always think of the Mariners as a good pitching team and the staff as a good staff, but that 2.91 ERA certainly jumps out.
And a lot of it's the bullpen, and that bullpen just wasn't what they wanted most of the year. And here in the last month, they really kind of found a combination that clicked with them in the back end with Will Helmsen in the closer spot and Carson Smith setting him up. And they got Joe Bimel back, which is an important lefty for him. He was hurt for a while there. And Danny Farquhar has come up, been real big, and really the Farquhar that they expected and had for the previous year and a half. He just wasn't that guy early in the season. And he says, hey, I wish I was, but I'm glad I've found it. He's done some different things and just feels like he's come back. He's been in Tacoma 4 different times this year. And here's a guy who's coming in, giving up a run here since they brought him back up and been real good. So those are the pieces they need. Certainly their bullpen depth still isn't what you'd hope. When they're on a winning side, they're pretty good at setting up and closing things out. And then that requires having that rotation to pitch well for 6-7 innings and set up with how they want to go. They're pretty thin still. If they're behind, they get in a blowout game, and they kind of go to some of the young kids. They got some young kids coming up and that they've gone to in kind of those losing type situations when they're behind, and that's still been a little rough. But you do see the pieces going forward that they should be able to build around next year, and that's another reason for optimism.
No doubt. In the rotation, though, a couple of guys – jump to mind I want to ask you about, but let's start with maybe what would be the simpler answer, and that is with Taijuan Walker. Is there a final decision in yet? I know it seems like he's sort of holding out hope that maybe somehow somebody would let him back out again, but is he done for the year?
I would say yes. Lloyd McClendon says not yet, and Lloyd does have the key on that. It's pretty clear that they would like to shut him down. He's at 170 innings, the most he's ever thrown. He's still 23. They'd like to protect him, but there's not a reason to throw him. They're pretty happy with what he's done and where he's progressed this year with good reason. And with the innings situation and well over what he's ever thrown before, really no need to crunch him out another start or two. But Lloyd kind of leaving that door open in case something happens. You know, I guess if somebody were to get hurt or if they just pulled off a big winning streak here and suddenly said, hey, we got to win a couple more, we might actually be in the playoffs, which is a long, long shot. But he didn't want to shut that door down. He didn't want to tell Taijuan, hey, you know, kid, you're done. Go sit by your locker. You know, Taijuan's out. He's playing catch every day. He's throwing. He's lifting. He's doing his things, saying, you know, hey, I'm ready to go. which is what you want, but they don't want to put that stress on him. So it seems to me he's all but done, but they just haven't, you know, said he is.
Okay. All right. So we'll continue to wait and see. King Felix still has a shot at 20 wins. You know, he's had some weird moments this year, right? Some starts that are very forgettable, and yet here he is. He's still King Felix. How would you characterize this year for him?
Interesting, in a word. He has had four or five really un-Felix-like starts. You know, remember in Houston where he only got a third of an inning and gave up, I think, seven or eight runs. You know, he had three or four games that just weren't Felix, and that's why his ERA is about 3.5, which is a little higher than you'd expect. But when he's been on, which is, you know, the vast majority of the starts, he's been very good, and 18-7 speaks loud. He's one win shy of his career high on a team that's, you know, playing below 500 ball. So he's certainly done his job. He would love more than anything, Dave, to get after that 20 win mark. He's two wins shy of that. He's got two starts left with a shot to do some damage. He did come out of his last start in the sixth inning with a little stiff elbow. So that was Sunday, and here as we sit Tuesday, they were off yesterday, haven't had a chance to talk to McLendon or Felix yet since then. So the thought is after the game that he was fine and would be on schedule to keep starting, but that'll be a kind of something to watch this week. But yeah, 20 wins, and Felix flat out admits it. Hey, that's a big, big goal. He's never won 20, and the only guys in Mariner history that ever have, Jamie Moyer and Randy Johnson, and certainly those are names you'd love to join. So another big one, fun one to watch with Felix, assuming he can make those last two starts. He's at 185 strikeouts right now, and he's just cranked out 200 strikeouts and 200 innings for the last 6 years in a row. He's going to get the innings again, but he needs 15 strikeouts in these last two starts to get to 200 for a seventh straight year, and that puts him in pretty exclusive company. Roger Clemens and Walter Johnson both did that seven times in a row, and the only one with more than that was Seaver with 9. So, you know, those are big names to put yourself in with. He would love to get that 200 strikeouts, and that'll take some doing here in his last two starts.
Wow, those are great. He's digging up the great stuff again. Last week was Babe Ruth. Now it's Walter Johnson and Tom Seaver and the Rocket. But are we just out of sync? Are we out of our minds? We're not supposed to care about wins, right? No one controls wins. Wins don't matter. Can we talk about his exit?
We can, but I'll tell you who it matters to is Felix Hernandez. And it matters to baseball players, and I know what you mean. And it's the kill to win, and nobody cares. But when you talk to a pitcher, winning 20 games is big. And when you talk to the players that play with Felix, getting them to 20 wins is big. Both Seager and Cano was talking to after Felix won his 18th, and they said this is a guy that deserves 20 wins. He deserves to have that on his resume. He deserves to be able to walk around and say, "I'm a 20 game winner in the major leagues." You know, he should have had it before. He's been on teams that just didn't help him out enough. And they would love to get him that this year.
Yeah, but his BABIP in those years, you know, was really admirable. So we'll hang our hats on that. I'm sorry, I don't mean to mock. I get it. I mean, you know, it's just funny because I don't think we'll ever stray from that 20 win mark meaning something. I think it always will, and I'm glad. Yeah. I think it should. You know, the other number though,
yeah.
I can't stop myself now that you got me locked in on Nelly Cruz. And this chance to join Babe Ruth, he's got to catch Chris Davis.
He does. You know, Davis playing for the Orioles, which is funny because obviously that's where Cruz won the Major League home run title last year. And I got to say, it's probably a little easier to hit home runs if you play for the Orioles playing half your games at Camden. But Cruz has done his work this year, and he's hit everywhere he's gone, and even in some little tougher hitting parks out on the West Coast. And he's put up 42. He's one behind Davis as we speak. And I think Harper's at 41. So, yeah, he would love to get there. He's got 12 games to go. And we'll see, you know, playing in Kansas City and then at the Angels and then close out at home. So we'll see if Cruz can get over that hump here down the stretch.
Well, you know, if it happens, I want to put together some artwork. The Babe with you on one side and Cruz on the other. And that would complete it for me.
Something doesn't fit in there, but yeah.
Well, hey, listen, we got to do what we got to do. Greg, keep it up, man. Keep that sunshine going out there in Seattle. It has been a really cool run, and it's just nice to see this team finishing strong. Let's hope that they do exactly that. We'll catch up again next week.
Sounds good, Dave. Good talking to you.
All right. There he goes. Greg Johns, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.